Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Okay, welcome back. We are in the car waiting to go in to our date with new Superman
and new Superwoman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, we've been anticipating this one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so we finally found a time. We've been in and out of town so much. It's been wild. So we finally found a time. And we literally said, let's play, then eat. Like, it's been very direct.
Yeah.
So we're literally going to go play. I've done my everything shower. Like, I don't want to go eat and get shit in my teeth and then just let's play and then work up an appetite and then go eat. That is my ideal play date right
how,
there.
It's how it should be.
It's how it should be.
But yeah. I'm actually very hungry.
Well,
I had some almonds.
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's why I forced myself to eat a protein, have a protein shake and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is not the healthiest, but that's okay. It's still pretty good.
You got food in your tummy. That's good.
I just know myself. You're teaching me.
Yes. You have to eat because at the moment you're hungry, it's too late.
Yeah, it's far too late.
I'm not hungry. I'm hungry. Oh my God.
I'm starving. I'm going to die. So you guys were excited about this. So we can edit this out, but we just got engaged and this is our first play session. First of all, since April. So it's October now. And it's our first play session since then and since we got engaged. So it's been a long time. And also we're curious to see, are we still cool? Did we get engaged and now we're not cool anymore and now we're really boring and we don't do swinger stuff anymore and we're not in the lifestyle? Because it's hard. Like, part of you, when you're in different phases of relationships, like, I'm so focused and obsessed with you right now. But at the same time, I'm like, this is fun. This is just, like, I've just been taught to think that this is a big deal. And we like these people and they're fun and they're super sexy and attractive and I'll be with you and it'll be fun. And
I think it'll be fun.
I know. I think it will. And we'll get stories.
Yeah. That's our reason for being in this, is to get the stories. And
to learn things.
Yeah.
Because literally that's why we record before and after. Because I feel like when we go in, we think certain things. And then afterwards we're like, none of that turned out to be true. It was all completely different.
Like, the last time we saw them, we went to the concert together and we pooped out before anything could happen. And they were a little bit taken aback.
My fault.
Yeah. We were both pretty tired.
It was like,
and I wasn't in the headspace actually at that time. Oh. I think I was just, I don't know what it was about that day, but I just wasn't in the headspace to play. And now I really am. We'll see. I think she's excited because she's like, she didn't know if it was her we were rejecting or what. Because we weren't rejecting them. We were just tired.
No, it was past 10 o'clock. Yeah. And that's just not, when we were all sweaty and gross and it was like, after being outside all day, it was just not, that's not my ideal situation.
This time she sent a text to us and said, let me be direct. You have my full permission to bang me.
Yes. It was so great. I love her directness.
Okay, I will take that up.
And they have recently had a not great experience in a play situation. So you're going to go in there.
I'm coming in at a low bar for sure.
Playing hero. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is so good. She deserves that. I don't know. Oh, man. Which is really interesting. Led me to think we should do a whole, maybe an episode just talking about group versus individual or, you know, smaller group play. I'm not that into group play. And one of the reasons I think is because it's just not enough control over who's touching me.
Yeah.
And a consent issue of just, if you're in the age group.
It's all consent if you're in the group. It's consent in the group too, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
There should be, but like, I've never seen a group sex situation where every single person is saying, can I touch you? They're just touching.
No, that is what they do.
I've never seen it.
We haven't seen it. But I know that I'm pretty sure that's what it's like. Hey, can I touch you here? It's consent still applies.
That's how it's supposed to be. But I've seen the group situations. What happens is, if you want to get fucked, you go lay down in the group area, and then people start attacking you, and then that's just
that
sort of it.
That is so not right.
And so what?
That is so not true.
That's how
they start attacking you.
Okay, all right. They start putting their hands all over you.
They might start making overtures, and you can say, I don't like that.
Right, exactly.
And there is a consent.
There is.
But there are assumptions, too, because you're in that situation.
So if you're in that.
So I think what you don't like is you'd have to selectively reject people. And that's not something you
want. I mean, if I'm at a party, I want to have sex with you and maybe one other person.
Yeah, so a group doesn't work for you.
Yeah, definitely not. And none of the women. So it's just, and there's all that assumption there, too. So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So they had a group play session, and she had a not good experience, and they told us about this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, this is good, because I can come in and be the hero, like you said. So,
yeah.
But I'm excited, because I really like her, and my mindset has totally shifted on this. I don't know what's clicked in me, but I'm excited about this. I think she's hot. She has been hot.
Yeah.
I never thought she wasn't. But I think I've just come around to, this is going to happen. I'm going to be excited about it. I'm excited about you.
Because we're connectors.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's what you realize.
I'm realizing I have to.
You're more
really
of a connector than you thought.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And
it doesn't matter if she's the hottest girl in the whole group of our lifestyle group.
She is definitely one of them.
And it really helps you if you have a connection with somebody. And she's so funny and direct and just, she's easy to love. That's
for
sure.
Yeah, she's super sweet. Mm-hmm. So we will come back here in the car when we're done and
I'll
report.
Tell you how everything turned out, completely the opposite of however it turned out.
There will be surprises. Sure.
There
you
are
can,
always
count on that.
Always so. Surprises.
But we're in it for the stories, and that's what we're here. That's what we're doing.
So. Exactly. Awesome. Anything else?
I think that's it. Let's
all
go.
Right. That happened. You guys, I actually finally had a good lifestyle experience. Yay! It's a miracle. All right, let's see what happened. So we were like hanging out in our car, waiting to go up because they told us to be here at 6:30. And then they came out to get us and we went upstairs. We drank some water and talked, which was really natural. It wasn't the weird, like, awkwardness that I usually feel. Or not usually, because we haven't done this that many times. But I always feel like it's this, we're just waiting to fuck period. And it's just weird, but we like them and we're friends with them. So we were actually just having a real conversation and talking. And then we went to the couch and ended up making out on the couch. And then it just went from there pretty easily.
It was all very natural.
It was really natural. Okay, I want to tell me about your experience because I really was not. I was really trying to focus on just having fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
And because that may never happen again. I may never get another good experience in the lifestyle again.
Why do you say that? It's not like they're going to not see us again either.
Well, that's true. But with them, I know. But yeah. So I was like,
I knew that would happen.
I'm going to milk this. Yeah.
You milked it all right.
I did.
He was a very happy man.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they have a rule.
They do.
Their rule is you don't finish in the other partner. That you go back to each other.
Which I was impressed. Yeah, he stopped many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure he was ready to unload.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
I mean, you're so good. I mean, you're so vocal, and that's such a turn on.
He was great. He was great. It was great. He just did, and he already knew that I like fingers more than oral. He did eat me out, but he was fingering me the whole time. He was eating me out, which was perfect and great. And then, it was a positive experience. There was actual penetration. Like, that was really fun. But tell me, I want to hear about your experience. Okay, so y'all start kissing on the couch, and then I really didn't see. Tell me all about it. Tell me about her boobies, her kissing, her pussy, all the things.
They were all good.
Come on!
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to know?
Everything! Give me play-by-play. She's so hot, you guys.
She's a much better kisser than I remembered from the party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was kissing much better.
Awesome.
Because I remember telling you, she's not that great of a kisser, but she really was.
She seems like she would be.
Yeah, and she's very sensual. And, very sexy woman. Yeah, it was fun. I was actually really turned on by you two.
Really?
Yes, that was definitely in my mind a lot.
No way.
Yes. And that kept me turned on with her, like, because I was, that's so I wasn't hot. Distracted. I was enjoying it, and it was helping me.
That's so hot.
Yeah. And yeah, she's beautiful. And there was so much fun with the dinner afterwards, and it was just had this fantastic dinner, and just talking about all the things. It's just exactly what you want from a lifestyle. It is great sex, and then you want
great conversation.
And learning about each other and learning their histories and our histories. And
they're such a cool couple, and they love each other so much. And they've been through a lot of the same stuff we have. They've been dating about a year, and like, just...
Yeah, we've got 2 years on them.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
Okay, how was it to fuck her? How is it different? Like...
It wasn't you.
I know, but yeah, because I guess... And then you have to wear a condom, right?
That definitely inhibits a little bit. I'm used to condoms. They don't bother me typically. But I definitely noticed the difference this time because I'm not used to them. I'm not used to them now.
Yeah.
And yeah, that definitely changed it up a little bit for me. But no, she was fantastic.
Like, how was her pussy? Like, you ate her out? Like, you did your magic pussy eating on her?
She had a nice one.
Oh, she liked it. I know you made her squirt at one point.
Yeah, she totally squirted.
You did the squirting. You did
squirted.
Yeah, you fingered her just right.
Yeah.
Yeah, did. At some point, because I wasn't watching, but I was listening, and I could hear I know the sound of that fingering that you do, the rapid fingering. Mm-hmm. That always makes me squirt, and I was like, oh, she's love this. Yeah, that's fucking hot.
She did enjoy
that. Oh, good. Oh, my God. That is so hot. That is really hot.
So what did you think about watching us? Because you did see us.
I saw you just out of peripheral vision. I was just like, I really was pretty focused on what I was doing.
Oh, no, you were clearly in the zone. But
yeah.
You did see her fucking me.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering what your thoughts were around that.
I thought it was great. I was like, I know what it feels like. I know what that feels like. He's really giving her the Aiden special. Just, I don't know. I was proud. I was just proud that you're my guy. And I knew what she was getting, and it was really good. Especially after her bad experience last weekend.
Yeah. And I knew what he was getting for sure. Because you were just like you are with me. And he was very happy about that.
I hope so. I don't know.
Oh my God. He was thrilled.
It was funny. So what made you, because at one point you were like, hey, let's switch. What made you want to switch?
I don't know. I almost came a couple times.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was pretty close. But he had already, like, when he just took his clothes off, he already had cum on his penis.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So when I was like, when I grabbed it for the first time, like, it was wet. And when I went down on him, there was semen on his penis already.
Yes.
Like, it was pre-ejaculate. Like, it was already happening. Yeah.
Yep.
But he tasted good. It was all good. And then, okay, so you were just like, I think we're about to explode here.
Yeah.
Like, we need to go ahead and switch if we're not allowed to come in in the other woman.
I should let my garage open. Or did I?
I don't know. But I like that. I like ending with you. That was so hot. Like, I just, God, getting back with you is
nice.
So hot. It's,
that was fun.
Oh, my God. And getting your kisses and you fucking me. And, oh, my God. It was
so hot. I like that switching before
I liked it.
I think we should make that our rule. Not really a rule, but I think preference.
Yeah, like, I think we can go with the flow. I wouldn't want to stop anybody from coming if they're going to come.
Right, true, I agree with that.
Like, you included.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think if we feel it in the moment, let's switch.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be shy about that.
Yeah, and I wasn't.
It was so nice. I'm glad. I loved it.
I wanted to be in you as well.
Oh, God. I was like, get the condom off.
Oh, I know, I was about to keep
get the condom off, get inside me.
The funny thing is, I took it off and I put it on his nightstand. And then later at dinner, he's like, next time maybe just throw that in the trash. I'm like, I don't know, it was in the moment. I don't know.
I was trying to get inside her. And then I loved, like, snuggling with you, and you were, like, spooning me after, and we were just talking to them on the bed and just chilling. They're so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so fun and nice, and just, they're just good people.
Yeah, they really are.
And sexy. They're very... Yeah, I just feel like it's a good fit because we're very similar stages of relationship. And, like, we're not that far ahead of where they are. And in the lifestyle, for sure. Anyway.
So good.
I don't have any. Do you have any weird feelings?
Not weird, no.
Really? Mm-mm. Nothing?
No. It's still a little bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah.
But I'm way past where I was in the past.
So what part is the biggest shock to the system? Just seeing me fuck somebody else?
Yeah, it's a turn on for me.
That's
but it's
amazing.
Still a shock to the system. It's like you're fucking another man.
It's so weird.
You're getting it hard, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was giving it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's hot, and it's also scary. That's how it's always been.
So you were actively looking.
I would occasionally look. I wasn't looking that much, actually, this time. But yeah. I would want to, right?
Yeah.
And so when she finally got me to go behind her, I could see y'all totally.
Oh.
And I like that.
When so you were fucking her from behind at one point?
Yeah. Remember I got off the bed?
Nope.
I was behind. You didn't see that at all? We're definitely in a zone.
I think I was turned.
No, right? You were right in front of us.
Yeah?
And she was, her head was towards you and I was above looking at both of you.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It was hot.
I think I'll be able to look around more the farther the more we get along in it, mm-hmm. probably. But I was just like, okay, my goal for this was to just stay in the moment.
Yeah, and you were.
And have
and
fun
it was great.
With who
and
I'm
you
with.
Had fun with who you're with, and you came and multiple times, and he came almost several times than you.
I think so. That's why he would slow down,
yeah.
right?
Oh, for
he
sure.
was or stop. Yeah.
He
was like, stop. I'm like, no, stop. don't, what are you doing? Okay, fine. You're trying to follow the rule.
Right.
I get it. It was fine. No, but what I saw out of my peripheral vision looked like you were just taking her to Pound Town, like
yeah,
in a really good way. Okay, so you fucked her from behind
mm-hmm.
on top. You mm-hmm. were on top of her?
Yep. She was on top of me.
Did she do? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, on top.
Yeah.
And then you ate her out.
Mm-hmm.
Did she give you a blowjob?
Yep.
How was that?
Great.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
She's probably really good at that.
Yeah, but you're better.
No.
You are better.
Babe, that is not. I suck at blowjobs.
No, trust me.
Did you get it? I suck at blowjobs. No, you're so sweet to me. You always give me 5-star reviews.
No, because it's the best. It's not a review. It's like fucking
you're
facts.
So fucking sweet. And then, okay, which position felt the best to your penis?
Me on top.
You on top?
Yeah, me
yeah.
on top.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. And then where were her legs?
They were up.
Yeah? Yeah,
you,
like...
You really want the details.
I know! My kink is you telling me about it later. I don't want to see it.
Yes, I was pounding her from the top with her legs up in the air. It was great.
So, like, up on your shoulders?
Not on the shoulders quite, but I had
were they, like,
arms.
Bent?
Yeah,
oh,
bent.
It's hot. Were you just kind of doing your manly shit with those tatted up fucking arms, those beastie muscles? She's fucking loving that. Oh my God,
I
you're so
pee.
Wet. You have to pee. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So, fine.
All right.
So we came home and we had our reclaim sex.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
It's fantastic.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
So I didn't come with her before. Mm-hmm. And I think I was in my head a little bit even now. But it was a great experience.
Yeah, I think it's hard being in the group situation, right? Yeah, he wasn't fully hard when his clothes came off. He got hard later. It was on and off, but he got hard enough to put on the condom and fuck me. So that, and you did the same
mm-hmm,
with her,
mm-hmm.
which is great. But I think this is super common. Like when you're in a group or in a setting with more than one person and then you have to wear a condom, I just think it's hard on these guys. I've never obviously done this before because I was in monogamous relationships before. So I think it's super common, but you guys still rocked it out. But their rule is that they only want...
You finish with your partner.
Finish with your partner. Right. So I was like, how's this going to work? Because I was like, I felt like he was about to come 4 times.
He was.
And he would slow himself down. And then at one point, you almost came with her. And at one point, I think you were like, let's switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all want to switch? And he was like a little bit startled by that. And
kind of like when you were like, do we need to get a room at the party? Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you interrupting my pleasure here? What's going on? No. And then we switched.
Did you feel like I was interrupting your pleasure?
Not at all. Yeah. I was thrilled to have you back. Oh, my God. I
felt like I was home when I came back.
Oh, same. Oh, my God. Your body feels like... Oh, God, I love your body. And I just love your taste and your smell. And yeah, I mean, it was fun and everything. But yeah, it's so great. It's so reaffirming to do this with your partner because it's like you get them back and it's
Then you remember what it was that you really loved.
Oh, my gosh. There's nothing better. I was telling Aiden when I was getting ready tonight, like I didn't even want to go. I wanted to cancel and I was really tired. We've been traveling. And I'm traveling again tomorrow. I'll be gone this weekend and then the next weekend too for work. And I'm just like, oh, I just want to cancel and stay home all weekend. I don't want to go on this trip. And then I was like, no, like psyching myself up, like just go have fun. These are good people. You're going to miss out on a connection and experience with Aiden. And it did turn out to be really good and really fun. And I didn't have any weird feelings or any jealousy
You said you had a little bit.
I had, it was more envy. Envy. Because, oh my God, so Aiden was, I wasn't really watching. I was trying to make myself just stay focused in the moment with who I was with. And which worked out really well as far as me having a good time and being able to orgasm and stuff. But I could, out the corner of my eye, I could see and then I could hear him fingering her. And oh my gosh. Aiden does this fingering thing where he can make you squirt. Like, oh my God, it's ridiculous. And he was doing that to her and I could hear it. And then he made her squirt. And oh my God, I was like, oh, it's so just like, ah, amazing. I just know how that feels. Yeah, and I was a little envious. I was like, oh my God. But yeah, it was extremely hot. And
I did hear a baby and uttered a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. As soon as you said that, you thought about it.
Yep, I did. I totally did. Mm. Oh my God. See, I don't know if we talked about it the very first time I guess it was technically the second time we full swapped. Mm-hmm. That time I said baby and I was talking to you. Tonight I was not. I was just saying
I told you it doesn't matter to me.
Shit was coming out of my mouth.
To me, it's reflexive. That's how you are when you make love. You say sweet things like that and you call me baby and all that stuff. And I don't feel jealous about that. I don't feel like it's like you're saying something to someone else you say to me.
Yeah.
Because I just know you and it's just a part of your lovemaking.
Yeah.
At least I think so.
I know, but still, I was like, oh,
no,
that's not
you dude. Shouldn't control it.
But at the same time, I was just taking the guardrails off.
You were
just,
in the moment.
I was just going crazy mm-hmm. and letting myself. Yeah. I just wanted to have a good experience so that I want to do this. And after my first few experiences, I was on the fence. And so after I'm like, okay, like I can make this work. And yeah. And for you, you were watching me more.
I definitely caught you a few times. Yeah. We were in a position that I couldn't see you for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Until I got behind her and then I could see you. We just talked about this, but
where was I?
I could see you. You were both right in front of us sideways.
Oh, wow.
And I was watching the whole thing and that really turned me on.
Was that when he was on top of me or I was on top of him or?
I think he was on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was hot. I do think that's a thing for me.
You like to see me?
Yes, I do. I already knew that already, but now I'm confirming it.
It's really hot.
That, and that's just crazy to me. But very common. We hear a lot of, there's a whole hot wife subculture.
Very.
It's just a man and his wife and they bring a third guy in. And that's just a very common configuration.
You're cheating kink.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of that, except I'm involved. So
yeah, exactly.
I do like that. So it's just really cool to learn what you like in this, because the only way to know is to do it.
I just like what you do.
To really know what you like.
So to the extent that they can do what you do, then I like it.
He had some skills. He was nailing you.
He could get hard and fuck me. That's all. That's the main skill that I'm looking for. And not everyone's, and women's going to be a little different, but I really thrive on penetration, whether it's fingers or a dildo or a hard cock. So I really loved that. And we'd already talked to them enough. So he knew that, like,
he already knew what you liked.
So. He knew what I liked and he did what I liked, which was great. He did go down on me, but he fingered me while he went down on me, which was exactly what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. And he seemed into it. And then I was also trying to I feel like in the past I've held back with if I liked something or with my enthusiasm, because I was like afraid that the girl would get jealous, like the guy I'm with, his woman would be jealous, or that you would be sad or something. And I did not do that this time. Like, yeah. I was fully myself.
Yeah.
Which if is it great. Felt good, I told him it felt good. Mm-hmm. If I was coming, I fucking told him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to let everybody just worry about their own.
Yeah, that's
pleasure.
Exactly how it should be.
And
like, you really should.
It worked, yeah, for me at least.
Let yourself go so you can enjoy it. Right?
But how did it feel for you? Was it a little weird?
Not really.
It was different.
You're like you are with me, which is a good thing because I know you're enjoying it and I got some compersion from it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was a little envy on my part just because I want to be with you.
Aww.
Yeah, I just love being with you. I just love fucking you.
I love
you getting fucked and I like watching you get fucked. Mm. And so all of it works.
So hot.
Yeah.
So I was telling Aiden, so I'm going to be out of town the next 2 weekends and I have my jealousy cheating kink. And so I told him that if he wants to, that he should feel free to explore, go to some lifestyle activities because there's always so much going on in our town. It's so busy. And you've got a gig both weekends mm-hmm. while I'm away.
Mm-hmm.
And one is quasi-lifestyle. One is definitely not lifestyle. But then there are tons of other just get-togethers because people are always doing stuff. So I'm like, go and at least just be social and get to know more women and maybe reach out to hot girl or just connect with her without me there and just have it.
Why do you want that?
I just want you to have a good experience. Well, and I want you to like, do. I know, I just, but I want you to know that, like, I guess that you have permission to do that and you don't, you wouldn't feel like you were doing anything bad by doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't, you've made that very clear and I don't feel like that. If I make a connection at that party the second weekend when you're gone.
Yeah.
Well, see it through, see what happens. Just as much as I want to.
Right? Yeah.
I may not want to at all.
The next party is going to be the birthday party for the guy we were with tonight. And you're going to DJ at it. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a mix of lifestyle and non-lifestyle people. But the lifestyle people are going to stay after midnight. So I think more of that is going to be like naughtiness.
Yeah, there's going to be
after.
Some naughtiness at that party.
And so like I'm not into group stuff. But I think, and I've told Aiden this, I feel like I just have this feeling that you would really thrive in that environment. Like, just the hands everywhere. And, like, you are able to perform in with a bunch of people involved. And, like, just the women really love you. And you have such a broad spectrum of tastes for women. You, like, really appreciate all kinds of women. And whereas I'm just, like, I maybe will, like, one person, one guy in a room.
Is that really true, though, after what we just said?
I mean,
I have a type.
Yeah, that's true.
And if I'm really into that woman,
yeah,
it's a better experience for me.
But I think even if you had just one woman that you were into, and if you were in a group setting, I still think you'd have hands all over.
Oh, yeah,
other
I'd do all that, too. Yeah.
You would do all that. See, I wouldn't. Yeah. And I wouldn't hands all over. I would only want your hands and maybe one other guy that I was into, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody rubbing up my arm. No, I don't want any of that. That just doesn't work.
I like that. That's just free-flowing connection.
And you're much... So that's what I'm talking about. It's whereas I think you could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I think it's just a preference.
I know. And it would just be nice, because if I'm out of town... Because that experience, it would be like, Anna is just sitting here, like, just watching, or maybe I go down to some other room, and you're probably worried about where I am, or am I okay?
That would
Whereas if I'm not there, you can just, you don't have to worry about me. You just do what comes naturally to you. And that's an experiment in and of itself.
Yeah.
And so, you can tell me about it later.
That's what you're in it for.
It's so hot. Stories. I know.
It was like earlier when we were in the car, you were just like, really want the details. It's really cute.
I know, because I really didn't watch you with her tonight. Because I was really trying to focus on having a good experience so that I would want to do this again, which that worked. But I feel like I like it more not watching you and hearing you tell me about it later. That is what turns me on. Why is that?
I don't know. Cheating cake.
It is so why? Yeah, I guess so. Like, I want to hear about it from your perspective.
Yeah, you do. That's interesting. It's because you want to hear my words and what I think.
Yes.
You don't really, and you don't get that from watching us.
No.
Yeah.
It's just the mechanics of it. I'm like, okay. But I want to hear the, like, inner machinations, like, what was going on. And
that's funny. You are so endlessly curious about what's in my head anyway.
I know.
And that's part of that, I think. You're just really curious about my experience.
I am.
And that's really cool.
You're just amazing. What else? Yeah, we're just slow moving in this. And then the other couple that we had been talking to that kind of fell off the radar that we used to call Superman and Wonder Woman, they've been liking our Instas and stuff again. And so I think they're, oh no, we just fell off the radar. I don't know what's going on with them. But I'm interested in reconnecting with them. I'm attracted to him. It's fine, but it's just whatever. But she's one of the few women that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'd be willing to, like, at least keep the friendship going with her to keep that door open for you. Because that would be, there's so fucking few women for you, honestly.
Few guys for you.
I know.
It's similar. So we're back in that. Super selective phase. But I do think that, like, what we've been doing recently with responding to other couples on field and getting those conversations going, that's the direction we need to go in. I think they misunderstood that at dinner tonight when they thought that I was like, we said something about field. And what I was trying to say was we're trying to get more couples to open up our sphere a little bit more.
Yeah.
Not trying to, like, downgrade.
No, that's what I said. Yeah. I was like, no, guardrails off means to me is like...
It means just work harder.
Yes.
To find more people.
Work harder.
Doesn't mean lower your standards.
No, it's be more openly interested in the people we're actually interested in and put more effort into that.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just like laying back and being more passive. If we're interested, we'll say we're interested. What's the worst thing that can happen? We go home with each other and have amazing fucking...
That's always the worst thing that can happen.
That's the best thing best thing in the lifestyle is like, oh, I still get my favorite partner ever, always.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I think we proved that we're still really cool and naughty, even though we're engaged. I think we did.
I think we did too.
But I didn't get to give him a blowjob with my ring on because it's being sized. That's gonna be too bad.
That was gonna be a moment.
That was gonna be a cheating kink moment. Yep. Yep. That was gonna be great. It's so interesting because I haven't seen a whole lot of penises, right? Since I was married. And so you see all these different penises. This one was interesting. It was like, they're all shaped differently. Mm. It was a good shape. It was like narrower at the base and then it got wider at the top. So it was like a chode and a chide. It was like a little bit of both.
What's a chide?
Chide is like a toothpick.
Really? Like I've never heard of a chide.
Yeah, that's like the long thing. That was my dream the other night where I had a dream.
Oh, the skinny, long skinny.
I had a dream that I was at a lifestyle party and Scooter Braun wanted to fuck me. And he wanted to fuck me with some other girl. And I told him no, because I don't want groups. I'm just one-on-one. And he was like, okay, fine. And he had this really long, thin toothpick penis. And somebody was like, oh yeah, everybody knows he has a Sharpie penis. And I was like, a Sharpie penis? What? And it was so weird. Yeah, I have the weirdest dreams, you guys. So strange. But yeah, no, it was a good penis. Like, I remember touching it at our party. And I remember I told you, I was like, yeah, it's about yours. And it was.
No, it wasn't. It was bigger than mine.
Maybe at the top.
It was wider than mine.
I know, right? But no, I went, no. Like, the rest of it, we measured you last night. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm all right. I'm not complaining, but I'm not. And I don't worry about dick size. It doesn't bother me other people's dick size if they're bigger or whatever.
It's real easy not to worry.
In the beginning of the lifestyle, that is a thing that comes up for guys a lot.
Yeah.
Is their dick going to be bigger or better than mine? And over time, you just realize, I think one podcaster was saying, well, you know, I have different boobs than another woman.
Right.
I do. And you do. And am I faulting you for that? No. That's like, it's not, I'm trusting that's sincere that she was saying that, yeah, we see different kinds of penises. We really don't care.
No. Generally,
unless you have like size queens that really do care.
Right.
But generally, they want to know more about the man and the skills and all the things that they can do and the connection. I believe that.
Totally.
I do. Because it's proven.
It's probably easier for you not to care about dick size because yours is definitely above average. Let's just admit that because yours is a really nice size. We went to this tantra retreat one time where there was a lot of nakedness and I think we were the oldest people there and he was hung like a fucking horse compared to some of these 20-year-olds. It was absolutely... And
I think it was just cold in the room. No. I wasn't feeling cold.
I'm sorry, it was just as cold for you. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not really a concern for me personally, but for a lot of guys, that's their shyness is like they worry about that. And I think I've heard enough women say it just really doesn't make that much of a difference in the lifestyle. They just want to fucking have fun and they want to be adored and they want to be taken care of and they want to be valued and women can more be themselves. And it's just not a hang up that I've seen. You tell me, I'm not a woman, but I don't think it's a hang up for a lot of women.
No, I would just, if it's not working,
like, it's the working is important, but if it's
not working,
but the size, it's great to see a big one, whatever.
I will say because I like penetration is probably more important to me than for other women.
Right. Okay.
Who really focus on, but I would say the vast majority of women just need external clitoral stimulation for an orgasm and they like oral sex. So I'm totally like the opposite. I love clitoral orgasms, but I love them the most when a man is inside of me mm-hmm. and I'm getting both.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that full feeling. Mm-hmm. It feels really good to me.
Yeah. So but no micros for you.
Micros are going to be a pass for me.
Yeah.
But
there's some women who just don't care.
Don't give a shit. And actually I think that's most women. Just oral and external or whatever. Oh my God. Oh my God. We were making it out on the couch
mm-hmm.
and he starts like biting my boob, but through my dress and my incredibly padded bra, cause I have no boobs. And he realized pretty much immediately he was biting into just nothing but padding. And he stopped. And I was like, oh, it's so funny. I was meant to bring it up at dinner.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
So how'd you like biting my huge Victoria's Secret pads? It was so funny. Oh my like, oh, because his girlfriend that you were with has these enormous, perfect, real, huge boobs.
She has great boobs.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Very small nipples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Is small good or bad?
It's neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what guys like on that. But
we just like nipples. All shapes and sizes.
Nipples are good. I know. No, but it was fun. Overall, very good experience. And now I think we're going to go to sleep.
Yes.
Because
we've had a rough night.
Oh my gosh. Poor us. No, it was the perfect date. We went over there, we had sex, and then we went out to eat. And it was great. And then we went home.
This is a trend that Anna's trying to spread across the world, which is play, then eat.
Yes.
Play, then eat. And you can drink and eat and all that later.
Then they can have their beverages and have whiskey dick and all that. Yes.
When it's not important anymore.
When it's not important anymore. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and then the other funny part, you guys, they have a dog. And we were like making out on the couch.
That's right, the dog was
and he was fingering me at some point on the couch, I think. And the dog was like right up next to us, just perched up, like just looking straight into my eyes, like with this little eager anticipation. Like, how is that? How are you doing? Are you enjoying that? What's happening?
He said the dog's all into it.
I was like,
he's had that situation before with that dog.
I was like, that dog needs to be put somewhere. Oh my God, I'm dying.
All right.
So it's a couple of days after our date with a new Superman and Wonder Woman, and I am on a vanilla retreat for work. And Aiden is at home. I'm out of state, and I wish we were together because I want to record together, but I wanted to record this, and I'll send it to him and see what he thinks if we want to add it. But sometimes I sleep on things and then I wake up. So after our date, we really didn't hear much from them, which is unusual. I don't know if it's unusual, but like we didn't hear anything that night. Okay, had a great time. We sent them texts like, had a great time, we enjoyed it. I think eventually he responded and said something nice, but she didn't say anything. And then I ended up sending her a text just separately, which I thought was a good idea, but I don't know, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Sometimes I try to do the right thing and then I think about it and I think maybe that was not, I don't know. But I just basically sent her a text saying, just thank you for sharing him with me. And it meant a lot for me to finally have a good experience, and we really enjoy you guys. Y'all are an awesome couple. And I don't know, I thought it was a nice thing. And her reply back was pretty immediate, and she just said, yes, we had so much fun. But it was like one liner. Mine was a little bit longer. And it made me think, I don't know, Aiden thinks, and I think he's wrong, he thinks that he was not his best that night in performance wise. But I was thinking maybe it was more my fault, honestly, because at dinner, I don't know, I was just feeling like in these situations with a lifestyle, I feel so free and I want to be myself and I just say things when I feel them. And I was like, she, I know, really likes group play. I've told Aiden, I think he would probably really like group play. I think he would. And I'm not into group play. And I honestly didn't know if Superman was in it or not. But I said, oh my gosh, I was thinking like if we get along, Super Wonder Woman, you and Aiden could go to group things together. Superman and I could just stay home, nerd out, or do whatever. And I think that was probably a little much for her. They've only been together a year. And I think I was basically suggesting I have a separate date with her guy, and that was probably the last thing she wanted to hear. And then, which, of course, at dinner, he immediately was, she said he would want to be there. And I was like, oh, so he likes group stuff too. And he was like, oh yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, then all you, I guess I'm the odd person out who doesn't like group things. So I guess y'all could all go to group things together. And I just tried to play it off. I was like, I'm just the weird person. That's okay. But I still think I fucked that up So I think more than anything, it's probably my fault and not Aiden's. But I just don't want it to turn into anything weird happened with our first experience where we were the ones not responding because it wasn't a good experience for me. So now I don't know what to do. Do I just leave it and just let there be silence? I'm afraid I'm going to fuck it up even more by saying anything. So that's my default right now, is to just let it be. Part of me wants to reassure her, like, I do not want to separately date your guy. I don't want to push this. We don't ever need to do this again. We're not those kind of people. Like, we're not going to pressure you, but maybe even saying that would feel like pressure. So I don't know. The lifestyle is hard, you guys. It's really hard with couples. It's so hard. I totally see why people just date separately. Like, it's just so many things to consider and trying to interpret people's feelings. And I just feel like I'm not very good at it. Maybe I'll get better at it, but yeah, I think I unwittingly just opened my mouth and was just too open, and probably I was trying to be funny in my awkward way by suggesting they go do group things together, but that probably was just the totally wrong thing to say to a couple that's so new to the lifestyle and so new to each other. That's how we were back when we started. I don't know. I'll send this to Aiden right now. I just got a text from him anyway, as soon as I opened my phone, of course. We're so on the same wavelength. Probably both thinking about each other. So I wonder if he's had some thoughts too. And if so, maybe he can make a recording. So we were talking about how we recently got engaged. And
Yay!
And it was the most special and meaningful day of my life. And I was just telling Aiden that it just feels really different than I was previously married and you were previously married, in the sense that a lot of women, I think, grow up with this dream of catching the man. And as my kids call it, pick me girls, where you're just like, okay, my worth depends on a man picking me to marry. And that's not at all what this feels like for us, for me. Especially, it feels like this confirmation of something that's just really beautiful and indescribable. Like a partnership, we're doing this together forever, and we're just committed to figuring it out, whatever it is. It's not going to be perfect, and we were just talking about how we're in our 50s and we're going to get older and how's that going to look. And you're like, I'm afraid I'm going to be an old man. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be an old woman. And I feel like, even though I'm younger than you, sometimes I feel like the older one. You're so youthful and energetic and much more extroverted than I am, but that we bring out the little kid in each other, and how just life-giving it is to be with someone you can be yourself around and share all your crazy ideas and thoughts with. That's what I love about you so much, and what I missed so much about you when I was gone traveling this weekend, is just being you, being there, that I can just say whatever is coming to my mind and you'll be like, oh my God, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. That, why haven't we thought of that? Are we sure that's legal?
no matter how crazy it is.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm like, both extremely excited and want to shout our engagement from the rooftops, but I'm also, I was telling Aiden, like, just like so protective of it. Like, we've both been through terrible divorces, and it feels like this just deep, meaningful thing that is precious to me, that I want to protect. And I don't know,
how do we protect it?
I think we just keep talking to each other. Don't fall into assumptions about what a marriage should be. Be honest with each other about everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we're doing great being honest with each other about sex, but we should be honest about money and other relationships and work difficulties, or, you know, any little annoyance. I was thinking the other day, if we eventually move in together, there will be little annoyances that we have with each other. Mm. I know I'm going to not want to say that. I'm going to be like, oh, that was annoying that you know, I have no idea. I can't even think of it right now. Because so many of the things that usually annoy women don't really annoy me. Like if you left your towel on the floor, I'm like, that's your towel. If you want a moldy towel, that's like on you. Whatever. That's not the kind of thing that would bother me. But sometimes I'll catch myself and I'm like, oh, that would probably annoy him if he was with me. Like my nightly routines or just all the little things that I do that might just be like, do you have to do all those things?
I know it all already.
You do know it all already. That's actually true. Another side note, we just had sex before recording and Aiden made me squirt all, I mean, my bed is a freaking mess.
I'm trying to avoid the wet spot right now. It's a large, no, large wet spot.
It's very large. I have like, I got out paper towels and I tried to sop it up and now I have this big black blanket over it and it's seeping through and now I'm getting all wet. So this is
very sloshy in here.
It's super sloshy in the bed situation we're recording in. So yeah, we're trying to make up for lost weekend time.
Yeah.
We weren't intending. We were just having some nice
dinner.
No,
we were going to record this before we had sex. But then we started talking and then we had to have sex.
We came upstairs and we were listening to the earlier segment. And then, what? You just started kissing me?
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. You started getting involved. It's your fault.
Yes, I blame myself.
And he hadn't even showered since the gym. And I still. So usually that'll get me. Yeah. The BO usually gets me. But I didn't care.
That was an achievement.
I was really into it.
This was dank and pits, and mm-hmm. You were fine with it.
Oh, sexy. So sexy. Mm. So we're wanting to like wrap up this other episode where we had the date with the new Superman Wonder Woman. And so it was really interesting. So we had lots of, you know, high hopes going in, and it really did go pretty well. But we have had complete radio silence from them since then, except for you've talked to him because y'all are talking about business stuff, which is good. But yeah,
and you talked to her because you reached out to tell her thank you.
I did, and then I got just kind of a shorter reply back, which is polite, and so I was like, okay, something's up.
So we've been pondering in our heads,
yeah,
like what was it, and trying to get the bottom, not because we're upset or insecure, just because we're really interested and like
we're curious,
because we've done that to other people where we and we're not going to see them again. But we're all friends. And I think we're more friends with them than anyone we've been in a lifestyle with. And we're going to see them again because they're coming out on a trip with us. And we're going to be at a party soon with them. And so I'm fully at this party, which you're not going to be at. I'm going to just say, hey, what's up with you guys? Like, what happens? No big deal. Just tell us. We're curious.
Yeah, we don't have to do that again. Yeah. I mean,
But we've been trying to figure out what it was. And we have our own theories. And we can just go into those if we want.
Yeah, part of it is in a recording that I made for you that we're going to add prior to this recording. It's that one that I sent to you where I said basically I had slept on it and I was traveling and I woke up in the morning. I was like, oh, you know what? I think it might be my fault that they're not responding. Specifically, I think I may have offended her because they don't do separate play and they have the rules about the you only come with your partner and all that stuff. And at dinner after we played,
It was a great dinner.
It was such a great dinner. We did. And so that's what I feel like. I'm like, oh gosh, I probably messed up. But I was kind of joking because I was wanting you to experiment with group play and she's really into group play. So I was like, maybe if this goes well, you and Wonder Woman could go do group play one night and then her guy and I could stay home and just talk or and hook
it
up.
It was all in jest.
It was really in jest.
That's why I don't think that was the issue.
I know, but I think it does.
I think it
struck a jealousy bone that it sounded like I was suggesting separate play. And honestly, now that I think about
it. You kind of were.
I kind of was. And she knows I kind of am into that, which is not a lie. I am kind of into that. And just the whole idea probably sounded just too intimate, right? That he and I would just be hanging out. Whereas for some women, that may be more intimate sounding than just us fucking.
Yeah. And then for her, it is because she doesn't want him to have connections. They said that. She'd rather have him just fucking leave him. That's how I used to be when we started out.
Yeah.
Like, let's just fucking leave. I don't want to connect with these people and I don't want you connecting in a way that you connect with me.
Right.
And that was an early issue. And they're a year in. So they're early in their relationship.
Makes so much
sense. And we are past that, but we've been through that exact same 100% mentality. So I will give it odds that did several things like that might have come up with her on this kind of jealousy thing, because she must have been jealous watching you fuck him because you were on fire. I mean, you were on fire.
Was she watching?
She definitely saw, and I definitely saw, and I mean, right there, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, but
I mean, she said she liked to watch.
Yeah, she does. And but
you're just especially good. I don't think you'll ever realize this.
Baby.
You're very vocal. You move incredibly. You're very into the person. You're not just playing a part. You just are very orgasmic. And so all of those things come into play. And maybe she's feeling insecure about herself. Not you, but about herself. We don't know. So here we are.
Which is like, impossible for me to imagine, right? Because she's literally 20 years younger than I am. And is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And has like perfect skin.
But
and
you saw us together. And how would you compare? Because you saw her having sex with me, or at least you heard it, or you knew what was going on.
Only in peripheral vision. That's how much
heard,
I didn't.
You know the energy level.
No, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%. That's very true. But that's just kind of how I fuck. I mean, a lot of women are not that vocal. But I've always been pretty vocal and pretty into sex because I enjoy it a lot and it feels good. But then I've gotten more vocal since I've been with you and since we did
much
the tantra
more.
Class.
Yeah,
and I realized embracing that.
Yeah.
Really helps deepen orgasms, you guys, if you let yourself vocalize.
I mean, it's better for the man. I mean, men want their women to be vocal, I think.
Yeah, and I just thought, not only was I just vocal, like moaning or whatever, because that actually makes orgasms feel better to me, but I was conscious of telling him when things felt good, mm-hmm. when I was coming, just because...
You were telling
him,
you were talking
I want to give him positive feedback so he does the things that are feel good, and I want him to enjoy it. Like, no, he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
If he
that's,
is.
That is a good lover. That's what a good lover does. Encouraging.
Yeah.
This feels right. Being vocal. I mean, you're just a fantastic lover. And so, given that, and then given, you know, a few comments of, I like separate play and suggesting that, I could see that maybe being a part of
it. Yeah.
The other possibility is, and I think this came through on the recording that we did after, which... has already played by now.
Yeah.
I was mostly into her.
Yeah.
And I think our issue from the beginning has been I haven't really connected with her. And I mean, we've said this on multiple podcasts that she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, she's funny, she's smart. She's not totally my type. You guys are very different. And normally, as a man, it doesn't matter. Women have all types and all
variety of spice of variety, life.
Yeah. And
that is,
but
that is the stereotype.
I can't apologize for what I like.
Yeah.
And if someone's not exactly what I like, that's okay. And so I think she probably noticed that I was more into, I mean, really you kept me going with her pretty much.
Mm.
And I called for a switch fairly early. It wasn't very early.
No, it was perfect
right
timing.
Time. I called for a switch, and so meaning let's go back to our partners, and nailed it with you, and like mm-hmm. really just got into you, and mm-hmm. maybe she was feeling insecure about that. Maybe she wasn't liking what she was getting from me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, we can ruminate about this, and I'm sure we've done this to other couples where we've just kind of gone silent.
We totally have.
We probably drove
them
crazy.
And now I feel even worse about it.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. I mean, if we weren't secure in ourselves, because I don't care. Like. I know my value with you. I don't
totally.
Have to prove it to other people. I don't need external validation from other people. I'm way past that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because of that, I just want to, I'm curious.
Right.
But I don't need to know. I just go, oh, it didn't work out, whatever. And I know my part in it. My part in it was I was just not that into her, even though I tried. I was really excited that night. I was psyched up. I was ready to go. And then it just, that's how it worked out. And I won't apologize for that. It's just where I'm at.
And even I had to work myself up to not cancel the date. And looking back, we were talking about this. We had gotten engaged not even a week before.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Literally 4 days before.
We were
four days into it,
we're fucking this other couple.
And we were, so I just think.
Which is another crazy thing.
It was a scheduling thing. It was.
It was a scheduling thing, yes.
And we just kind of were like, yeah.
Take the opportunity.
But I think there was also a mental factor there. Because normally, with a guy like that, I don't think I would need so much internal psyching up. And it worked out and everything. But I think we were probably just coming off of this beautiful trip and proposal and engagement. And just, we're just probably.
We're still high from the engagement.
Pretty high and focused on each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And I think that probably impacted the whole evening as well. Probably
in
for both
way?
Of us. Well, like.
How did it impact you?
Well, it impacted me before.
Oh,
like
great.
The amount of mental prep work mm-hmm. that had to go into. Being like, no, we're going to be saying yes to things. And this is a good thing. This isn't me overcoming my consent. This is a really good setup. It's had lots of
prep time.
Good prep time and build up and
other dates.
I like him. I feel safe with him. No matter what happens, I already had played out multiple scenarios. I was like, no matter what happens, I'm not going to feel gross or bad about myself. Mm-hmm. Like I did something and they got something out of it and I didn't, and I feel kind of gross or used. I was like, whatever happens, if he can perform or not, I don't care. I could just hang out with him and do other stuff.
That's not what happened.
No, that's not what happened.
He fucked the shit out of you.
Yes, that is.
And you enjoyed it.
That is what happened, yes.
Which turned me on.
I'm so glad. And I was telling you this earlier. I'm so impressed with your compersive abilities. Like when I watch you with somebody, which I didn't really do this time because I was really trying to make sure that I didn't go down a jealousy spiral in the middle of it and then just ruin my time. And I didn't think that was going to happen, but I just didn't want to take the chance of it happening. But when I do have watched you in the past, I just feel really proud. And I actually haven't felt jealous in the moment, but it doesn't like turn me on.
Right.
But I'm like, that's my amazing guy. I think I've said it before. It's like, I have a Ferrari that I'm really proud of and I'm sharing.
That's right.
So I just think there were a bunch of things going on, but I really should have been more thoughtful about that comment at dinner. Honestly, I just should have known better. Sometimes I just let things come out of my mouth. That just seems super obvious now that I look at it, like really insensitive. And
but by that time we were all happy.
I know.
We just got laid. He got laid. Everyone's happy. Having a really fun dinner, joking around a lot. I mean, you don't blame yourself for that.
And you made her squirt.
I made her squirt, yes.
That's good.
She was happy. But and not to take away from her. I mean, again, she's gorgeous. She's
truly, she's the most
beautiful girl in our entire.
She's the most sought after woman in our entire.
Yeah, it's just me. Enormous. And my group. Connection. I kind of blame myself really for that because I'm just like, what the fuck is my deal?
No.
Like, why can't I just turn it on for whatever hot woman is right there?
Because we're all different. And I mean, I do get it. Like, not in her case. I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah, you don't get it.
I don't get it. I'm like, wow.
What's your problem,
I'm like,
bro?
In shock. But no, you've seen me with guys that are technically really good looking, but I'm like, it's just something, I don't know.
Or
it's not that, or it's
maybe,
just.
Maybe it's just me and the lifestyle. Maybe it's just, you know, it could be that you're there. But this time I really didn't feel that.
Yeah.
Like in the past, I'm like, I wanted to hug you, kiss you while we were doing it.
Right.
And I thought that was really sexy. And then they did that, if you recall.
Yeah.
Like they connected while we were fucking.
Yeah, he came over and
kissed
her.
Yeah, he did. And that's what we did. And
I think he kissed her right before he started fucking me.
No, and after or during too.
Maybe.
And he was like, while we were fucking, he was.
Oh,
he came
nice.
And started fucking her or kissing her while you were fucking. So, but, and so. That again, that's where we were a while back.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that now. I like it. It's hot, but it's not like something I have to go do.
No,
like I felt
exactly.
like I had to in the first few experiences.
Yes.
Like, I need to make sure you know I'm here.
Yes.
And you're really turning me on. This is hot.
Exactly.
And it actually is hot to cross kiss.
It
like
is.
That. But it's not a need. And again, they're earlier in it. And so I think maybe that's kind of where they feel a lot where we were a year ago or 6 months ago, or whatever.
We just thought they were more advanced because they were doing all the group stuff and they'd already done a hotel
but
takeover.
Only that one time.
Like, all this, yeah. Yeah. Well, now they've done two, I guess, groups with the hotel takeover.
We were their second full swap ever.
Yeah, wow.
Which we learned that night. And anyway, so we've run the traps trying to figure out what it is. And we, not that we so care, but we just think it's interesting and fascinating.
I know.
Because I always get to come back to you. I never have to feel bad about whatever happens. It's like I have you.
I think it's such a great opportunity to form authentic connections with other humans, like real friendships. Because I feel like so many friendships even these days, not only just the monogamous marriages, you're not being real with each other, but so many friendships are surface level too. And so this is such a great, you know, another fucking opportunity to learn, like to be really open and say, if you were not able to hurt our feelings, what exactly would you tell us? What would be the feedback? And we have a feeling it's this, so make it easy on them. And, you know, are we reading that right? Because we want to improve and we really value friendship and we don't ever have to do this again. We have a feeling that you don't want to, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine. We're not offended. But that kind of direct communication is what I want in friendships as well.
Yeah.
I mean, truly.
Yeah. And we can be like that. And I think you in particular are really learning to state your needs. So let's just say you disagreed on some beliefs and you decided to speak up yourself because you're feeling more empowered to do so.
Yes.
And that's what I was so proud of when you called me. You told me like, yeah, and I told him this, this, and this. I'm like, wait, you said that? And you're like, yeah,
I did.
I said, did you say it exactly like that?
I did.
And I've never heard you do that.
Oh, was
like, I've never heard you just stand up
calling out hypocrisy and bullshit where I see it.
You're speaking up for yourself more, and I think the lifestyle has helped get you there.
Yes, definitely. And where I have just been such a people pleaser, and I've talked about that so much on this podcast, and that has come out, that came out in my bad marriage where I wasn't speaking up for myself. Mm-hmm. It has come out in me not speaking up for.
And it just made me super proud to hear that you were like, hey, I'm not taking that bullshit.
Yeah.
And that is not people pleasing. That is standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
And drawing your boundaries about what you'll talk about, not talk about, be around for. So I love that. And
you know what? I do think I may have changed some minds.
You did. Yeah. You did have that one person that was like, well, maybe I will think about things differently.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's good.
So,
but I do think I'm watching you just grow and heal from the work you've done, the healing work you've done, you know, the psychedelics we've done, the experiences we've had, but also the lifestyle's influence on, wait a minute, I am my own person.
Yeah.
And I have my own feelings. I have my own thoughts, my own opinions, and they are valuable.
Yeah.
And that just warms my heart because that is the real you.
Yeah.
The fake you doesn't share those things. Mm-mm. Right? And so I think for anyone listening, the power of being yourself is enormous, what it does to your life and the opportunities that will come your way, the people that will come your way when you can really be yourself.
Yeah.
And the feelings that you can have about yourself and your family and your friends, that all comes when you're authentic.
Yeah.
And authenticity is what I think I'm chasing in this.
Me too.
And just to be myself, be my warm, confident self that just loves people and not get trapped in the noise of what we live with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So, and you know, with me, I had to suppress myself through my marriage. I couldn't share things with her because she would get triggered or she would have problems with whatever I shared. And she would question my intent.
Right.
So I learned to not speak in my marriage. Exhausting. Me, who speaks all the time. I say whatever's on my mind to most anyone I talk to. And in my marriage, I didn't do that. And it's because I was not able to be authentically me. So I think what we're discovering is with this openness that we have about everything, not just people and sex, but everything.
Yeah.
Is just making us better people.
Yes.
And making us love ourselves more, which is ultimately what we need to do.
And more curious about others and just getting deeper with people and relationships of all kind, not necessarily just sexual.
Mm-hmm.
It's building a tolerance for discomfort, like with the rejection mm-hmm. and things that are a little bit tricky. And taking other people's feelings into account, and some are sometimes complex, and then following up and getting clarity with people. That's something that a lot of times in my life where I just would have avoided. I wouldn't even say anything in the first place because I don't want to make any waves. I don't want to have to be in a position where I'd have to follow up for clarity because there was weirdness, right? I would just be the most vanilla version of myself where there mm-hmm. wasn't any conflict.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. Da da da. Just like polite. And that's a lot of the way.
It's exhausting.
Women are brought up, especially in the South. It is exhausting and it's boring as fuck. It is so boring. And a lot of it for me is just becoming comfortable with the fact that I am not for everybody. This podcast is not for everybody. You know, Anna is not for everybody. That's so, so true. I may have offended a bunch of people. But those are my thoughts, and I may not have said it all very well, but I'm still working on that. But deep down, what motivates me is my love for all people and knowing that when we are all working together and supporting each other and being our best individual selves, whatever that is, right, that we don't have to look the same, act the same, be the same, as long as we treat each other well, that we can do so much more. Like in this country, we are so divided and I feel like it just is killing us. It's like a cancer from the inside mm-hmm. out. And
it's by design.
Like, it is. It is by design.
Know, the foreign adversaries and others in the media and such have worked to divide us. And
yes.
It's because it's easy control.
And a lot of population. People don't know that mm-hmm. what they might be reading is literally designed to make you opposed to the other side mm-hmm. and to
make you
scared of immigrants, gay people, you know, lesbians, bisexuals, swingers, open, polyamorous, scared for women to have rights, that's somehow going to make you less of a man.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
So what else can we say in this podcast?
I was thinking about next weekend and separate play and group play. You just touched on it when you were talking about our experience with Superman and Wonder Woman. Mm. You were like, oh, I just wonder if it would have been different if I wasn't in the room. And I've wondered that. Like, how would that be different? I wonder how that interaction with the two of you would have been different if y'all had just been alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it would have been any different, but I'm curious about that. And I've always been curious about separate play anyway, even if it's just separate roof or separate room. I specifically got interested in it after our first few experiences when the guys had performance issues. Mm-hmm. And to me, it seemed directly related to watching their partner get fucked by you. Just right there in front of them. And then the condoms also. But then I've since listened to a lot of podcasts and guys have confirmed, yeah, that's definitely the case. That if you're already in your head and the other guy's not having any issues and they're just pounding your woman, that it's really hard to play catch up with that, especially with a condom on. Mm-hmm. And so I've always thought, well, I mean, what if we just stuck ourselves in separate rooms and see how that went? But there's a decent amount of couples in the lifestyle who only play together. And we've only played together so far. But this weekend, you're going to this party. I am again traveling. And I think there's going to be a play party afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so I've
been very encouraging for me to get involved
in that. I have been very encouraging. I don't know why I have this. You've never mentioned specifically group play, but I, for some reason, have this vision of you really thriving in that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You're such an amazing lover and you're so intuitive. You wouldn't be creepy because I think it's so easy to be creepy in those group situations because a consent issue is so nebulous, mm-hmm. which is why I stay far away from those. Mm-hmm. But I think you would just thrive. I think, first of all, you're very popular with the ladies because you're kind and you're hot and you're an amazing lover. And I think you make women feel amazing. Like, well,
thank you.
You're a great kisser.
You're biased, but okay.
I am also factual and objective. And I just think it's a combination of turn on for me of you playing separately, trying something new in a group, and a hot girl will be there. Potentially playing with her, all of that, and then telling me about it later, which is my kink, is that you telling me about it later. Like, I didn't want to watch you and Superwoman together. I just wanted to focus on what I was doing, and then I was very fascinated to hear your perspective and all the details about it later.
You were like, as soon as we got in the car, you're like, oh, we're recording. I want to hear everything. And you're at, even on earlier segment, you were asking all these pointed questions to me, like you're interrogating me on what my thoughts were. It was really fun.
But that's what gets me. I'm not so interested in the mechanics of the sex that y'all have. I want to hear about what was going through your mind, how it felt to you.
Why, like, is that so interesting to you?
Because it's you. We're what's fascinating to me. You're the most fascinating person to me.
And you are to me.
That is what interests me, what turns me on the most. But you would never know this if you weren't in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You just would never know all these things that turn you on or don't, because you would never experience them.
So. Yeah, I mean, could you imagine 3 years ago, like,
no way,
thinking that would turn you on
to my
experience with a woman?
No, or just, yeah, go and do an orgy and have sex with a 20-year-old and tell me about it. Like, that's fucking hot. It's so fucking hot. Plus, we've, you know, since we've been experimenting with your own personal single man field account and how slim pickings it is, I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah, now you know.
It's terrible. In the last podcast,
you were like, you're gonna have so many women. I'm like, nope, doesn't work that way.
This is ridiculous.
And I'm like, yeah, no, it's
I mean, absolutely
very few single women on the apps that I would be attracted to that I'm connecting with. And you know, there's so many men.
Although one did come up. Who you knew from a previous festival, yes. And you were attracted to,
yes.
Which it turns out, which I didn't know. So y'all, this comes out. He never told me he was attracted to her.
I was somewhat attracted to her.
And so,
well, yeah. We bonded when you and I broke up.
You know that.
She had just split up with that guy who you met at the festival.
Oh, and, that's right. When we drove to Burning Man. Yeah,
and so we swapped stories on that. And I told her my story as I believed it at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she told me hers, and we were just really bonded on that. So yeah. We actually got together in person, not like sexually or anything, just to talk.
Aww.
And she shared hers and I shared mine.
She's been through it.
Yeah, she's been through it.
She really has.
She's good now.
And yeah.
So she was on the app and I'm like, I know her.
I know. I sent you a screenshot. I was like, so do you want me to like her? And you're, I just didn't know if you were attracted to her. And you're like, yes. And I was like, oh, you never told me that. So it's a shit that comes out that's really kind of cool. It's not that, like,
I hit her up on Facebook. I said, hey, yes, I unfeeled. It's messed with you, in case you were wondering. I said, oh, how's it going? She goes, did you guys get back together? I'm like, yes, long story.
That's so funny, because you're like her on field, and then you're like, actually, we're engaged too. Right. But you know, if she's on field, she gets the open relationship thing. What else does she say on Facebook? I didn't know if she like.
No, that was about it.
That was about it.
That brings up a topic though, because you were talking about, well, what if you just start looking on Facebook and stuff? And I'm like, I really am not interested in anyone who's not in the lifestyle,
yeah,
or isn't exploring it, because
yeah,
that's just a different set of issues.
Yeah,
I want an open-minded person who's in the lifestyle, that gets it, that yeah, understands that we're together. There's no poaching.
Yes.
That they've been through the process of opening their minds.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely not interested in anyone who is not.
Yeah.
It's just not, I'm not there.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's and a I really won't be good there. Point. And that's what's nice about field is like, it's built for open.
Yeah.
Swinger open poly, SOP. And so if you're finding somebody on there, they're more than likely going to be educated about that to some degree. But yeah, so I'm excited to hear about what happens at the party. And
here's what's going
to
happen. I'm going to DJ.
Yes.
And I'm going to go home. It's not good. I don't think there's going to be any big. I mean, they are kind of setting it up.
Yeah.
For
they're borrowing.
It's a vanilla and lifestyle party. So people will be there who aren't in lifestyle, but they're cool with it.
Well, even if you just talk to more women and make out some and, like, just feel out connections.
I'll flirt and stuff. And, like, I mean, I'll just do what I would normally have done, which is just flirt with some women. That's about it. I mean,
and I think it'll be kind of nice. Like, I think the women will feel more free to flirt with you without me there, honestly. I know I would.
Do I want that, though?
Why wouldn't you want that?
No, you're right. I don't have any idea who's going to be there. I don't know these people.
So, yeah, okay, this is a totally different group.
Yeah, maybe I will flirt and stuff.
Yeah, I think if we've learned anything is the expectations out the window.
Yes.
So who knows?
That's the other thing we talked about, expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So in every case so far.
Every time.
Our expectations have been high and we have not met them. And I think that's the same for the people we've been with, except for, I think, most of them. I think we exceeded their expectations.
Yeah, I think this
because
time...
Because they came back and asked for more, and they want to date us, and they want to see us, and
this is the first time I feel like we did not meet
first
their
time we might have screwed the pooch in some
yes
way.
Yes.
So, which I'm fine with. Their expectations are not my problem.
I just should have been more sensitive to where they were.
Again, you don't know what the issue is.
She just seems so confident, and I just assumed that because she's the most sought-after woman in our whole group,
no,
and she's
that's
20
all
years younger than me. And
because,
like,
he even said she doesn't like when I do this, and she doesn't like when I have a connection. I mean, they're just yeah not there yet. They're a year in. They're just not there yet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's okay. That's okay. They're our experience with them
yeah
will get them further along. They'll be having all these same conversations, and that's yeah just the way it happens.
It is. It's
whether or not we're there down the road, which, you know, we won't be.
I just hope they don't feel uncomfortable. I just want to get to a point where they don't feel
they're too
uncomfortable
cool
with us, and we can be friends, and we can go on our trip in the spring, and we don't have to hook up with them ever
they're
again.
They're cool people. They're open-minded, and they get it, and they'll say, yeah, cool, no problem.
We'll make our own dates on that trip anyway, so they don't even feel like we're even...
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
We could pre-populate that, you know, where we're going. Yeah.
And let them know so they do the same thing. Like,
yeah,
hey, you know. Because I don't even think they have a field account.
I don't think they do either.
I don't know how they found our group, but
I think yeah they knew someone.
Yeah, somebody.
So let's wrap this up.
Okay. So next weekend, we'll record again. What I'd love to do is next weekend, if you could do a before and after recording, just you.
Right.
Send it to me, and then I'll do one as a response
okay
to it.
Oh, that's fun.
Because we'll be apart. I think that would be super fun.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. Oh, God, so hot. So I'm getting that nervous-sided, like, jealous, turned-on feeling just thinking about it. Oh, my God. And I just, but also just have excited for you. And yeah, I think it'll be a different experience without me there. I think the women will be much more aggressive with you without me there. I mean, and which I think,
you're assuming things that don't ever happen.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
all
if
the
I'm,
women that
if I'm standing around right next to you and we're making out, women are just not as likely.
That's true.
To,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And I just think you deserve that. You deserve to know all the women who find you attractive and get that attention because you're amazing.
Thank
and
you.
I love you.
I don't need it, but thank you.
I know you don't because yeah you're just amazing. Okay.
Right. Email us. Please.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So we have an email friend.
We got our very first email. Yay. And we wrote you back. Thank you so much. And I asked if it would be okay if we shared some of your email on a future podcast, and we're still awaiting your response. So we are not going to mention anything about what you said, but we really appreciate you. And you guys, we're still so early in this podcast. If you write to us, we'll totally write you back and it will make our day.
Yeah, you wrote him a long note back.
So, I did.
So that could be a reward for reaching out to us, guys.
I know.
Ask questions and get to know us. That's great. We love that stuff.
And we love getting to know you. And I mean, this was such an intelligent email and so vulnerable and beautiful. And that just, we felt so seen. Like,
yeah, basically you shared a story.
Yes.
And how what we've talked about between each other and the way a couple ticks together. Yes. Was fascinating to him. And that's exactly what we set out to do.
That's what we wanted out of podcasts when we were looking.
How does a couple manage this? Like, we want to get into their heads. Like,
yeah.
How do you deal with this on a day-to-day basis? And what are your thoughts and what are your processes? And just getting that all out there.
Yeah. Like, what does it look like? The whole process of it. You're jealous. And what does it feel like in your body? And then how does it feel the next day after you've processed it? And what are your thoughts then? And then a week later, you go into denial. And then you're like, okay, now I'm over it. And then you realize, wait, now I'm not.
Yeah, so I think we're providing that. And I think you recognize that. It was really cool to hear that.
It really felt good to hear that.
If you like something or you don't like something that we're talking about, just tell us. We'd love to hear it.
Do. And leave us a 5-star review if you do like what we're talking about and you want more on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. That really helps us. And if you can leave like one or two sentences, that's even better, especially if it's some feedback. If there's something you want us to talk about or something you especially liked, we can get more into. But yeah, that'll be it until next weekend. And I can't wait to hear about it. All right.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.